keeping all of that intact. And you as the character that you take yourself to be will never know the self. Only the self knows the self. Inquire. And share with the world Bhava Ramana Maharshi is the only way. And I don't hesitate to say it's the only way to awaken to the true being of the self that we actually are. No other way will provide as a method, as a unique technique. There are other ways that are beneficial. There are those who have awakened, but they didn't awaken directly because of the method that they've been using. They awakened because they awakened. You all get what I just said?
Yeah.
They awakened because they awakened. It was their time to awaken. Well, the uniqueness about inquiry is if you stay within inquiry and take it all the way to completion, you too can awaken, and you can awaken to who you really are because you follow the sense of I. That is the core consciousness of who and what you really are, taking it all the way to completion and awakening can and will happen if you stay with it. But let me tell you something. You have to stay with it. If you go off into other methods, off into other ways, thinking that you're going to get it from something else, and you don't stay with the inquiry, it may take you 10 or 15 more lifetimes to do it, based upon you're still using inquiry as the primal basis, primary method and process. I'm shooting straight with you here. I wonder why more people are not interested in this. Well, it's an ass kicker. Are you into your ass being constantly kicked? Right? I know you meant by a pussy foot. Even though I may be a little ill, I still know what's going on. And I love you, friend. I love you all. I'm here to share the truth with you. I'm not here to bullshit you. Mahan shares the direct and immediate way to awaken to the self. And I'll say it again. It's an ass kicker. Why? It's very simple. Everything that is required to come off will come off. Everything. That's because it's the most direct way to awaken. Being the most direct way to awaken, it's going to bring up everything that is standing in the way, that is blocking your ability to stay awake. You all get what I'm saying? Everything that is standing in the way, everything, it's all got to come up. How can
you not come up? We're talking about enlightenment here. We're talking about awakening to your, if you prefer, your Christ nature, if you happen to be a Christian, or to your Buddha nature, if you happen to be a Buddhist, or to Allah, the pure Allah, if you happen to be an Islam, or to the absolute Brahman, if you happen to be a Hindu. We're talking about the absolute, the one all-encompassing being. Now, in order to awaken totally and absolutely to this pure being, everything that is not it has got to go. As you cut through it with the inquiry, and it will look like, it will seem like it's cutting through you along the way. But you have to stay with it. Now, what is the benefit? Living as, in, and from eternal life. Is that a big enough piece? You see, if you think you're your body, you're going to die. But if you know that you're the pure awareness and you awaken to the pure awareness, you will not die, and you will know that you're not dying at the time your body dies. But if you think of your body and it's time to die, you're going to be thinking you're being ripped off. And I got news for you, belief won't cut it. Belief is not enough. You have to have the direct knowing, the direct insight. Mm-hmm. All right. Shoot me down.
I was sharing with you earlier, and I'll say it again, is that we've sometimes talked about blind spots, like when you have a car and they say there's a space that you have to get the mirrors because there's always a blind spot that you can't see. Well, it seems to me that what many of us are looking at right now are our blind spots, and they're so close that you can't see them. Everyone else can see them, but we can't see them. In fact, they're obvious, but they're so close, it is very painful when they're triggered, because they're so close. It's like every part of your being is being electrified or something like that, or cut through. And I yesterday had an experience as my feeling was, well, I really wanted to run and scream and kick and was doing that in words, and internally was doing that at the same time withdrawing attention to the best of my ability. And it took a while, but I always knew through the entire time is that my experience was is that you, the sense that you are holding me tightly in the awareness. You weren't, but you were holding the awareness tightly, and I was flopping around on top of it. And when it finally comes through, it wasn't comfortable. In fact, it was extremely painful, physically painful.